We acknowledge that we are sitting together. And acknowledge that with whatever set of emotions we do, and acknowledge those, the emotions. Maybe there's aspirations there, maybe motive. Try to be aware of those emotion, mind factors that are here, just to be sitting here together, to be sitting here at all. And realize that each of those emotion mind qualities, they will unfold. So if there is aspirations, those will unfold. Those will ripen. They will mature. And the same for any other itemized emotion, thought that you just did. And we can smile with that. That is guaranteed. It is guaranteed that they will unfold, they will ripen, they will mature. And that's the meaning of lotus. It's one of the primary meanings of the idea and symbol of lotus. Given support of causes and conditions, a flower will form, it will unfold, and it will reveal its beauty. Same for us. And each of us showing up consistently, each of us doing our practice on and off the cushion consistently, those are conditioning factors, of course. So thank you. Thank you for you. Thank you for the group. Thank you for your support of me. We all support each other. Thank you. And we sit, we adjust our body with loving kindness so that it has decent posture. And feel all the points of contact, acknowledge them. And acknowledge that that point of contact is a relationship, it is a union, it is a tantra. And take note that any moment of relatedness with anything and with anyone, that includes thoughts, feelings, all manner of sensations, perceptions, all manner of unconscious, semi-conscious, and pretty full conscious mental processes. All of these also are relationships. They are unions. They are tantras. And that it is up to us, go back to the first idea, unfold, ripen, and mature. Is up to each of us in any given moment to notice the usually not noticed, that everything inside, outside, and all around is in fact a relationship, is in fact a union. Is in fact a tantra. So, if we take and notice the sensation of sitting, first we have to do that. Notice the sensation of sitting, acknowledge it, be present. But with that, noticing, being present, we can feel and experience relationship. The relationship of sensations to the tangibility of what we're sitting on. The relationship of bone and sinew to the fabric, to the density, to the solidity of what we're sitting on. The relationship that we actually believe all that. That's a relationship, belief, that we take it for granted also, that we expect it to be so. We expect the seat, the floor, to act in a certain way, to respond, to be there. All of that belief, all that assumption is all relationship. And so we relate body and floor or seat in the way we do. We relate them and we relate to that, all of that, all of those factors, including sensation, perception, feelings, mental predispositions about the whole thing. And our consciousness relates in a particular set of ways. Relationship. And if we recognize that collection, and there's more even within that, but if we recognize that level of relatedness and relationship of all those factors, not just one we're sitting, all the factors that we can call to mind, itemize. Then we are in union with some of those factors. Sitting, the union of sitting, the union of floor, seat, whatever you're sitting on, and your body now becomes a union of the unification of myriad factors. Most of them internal. Sensation, perception, assumptions, mental processes, consciousness, and so forth. And we would have the option because it all began with sitting here, aspirations, dedication, and the support of doing that consistently, and how that will naturally unfold, ripen, and mature your aspirations. Your meditation processes and ability, and so forth, right? That's guaranteed. That was said right at the beginning. Now we can begin to look at, in any moment, because we're noticing that everything is a relationship, Then we're starting to notice the various factors that are related and itemize them and start to examine them if we want. So we can examine the perception of sitting, the perceptions of sensations that we perceive we have sensations happening. What is perception? Then we can get to that. Then we can get to who is sitting? What is actually the factor I'm calling sitting and naming and labeling as such? Now we're entering the tantra of it, and with enough examination, we will all get to none of it is real, not one factor. It's all superimposition. It's all habituated processes. Very dreamlike. And we will discover the woven interactions. Tantra means woven. Among other words, the woven interactions of our reality and what is real. Are my thoughts real? Forget what I'm thinking. I mean, that's very easy to determine if that's real or not. Has any basis at all. That's easy. But is thinking real? Who's thinking? And so forth. Unfold. Ripen. Mature. So we sit. And we become the radiant presence of awakeness right now, sitting, because we are sitting in an unfolding, amazingly beautiful. Translucent, transparent, lotus of emptiness. Let your chair, your floor become creative imagination. Pure lotus of awakeness. And you are nothing and everything. Pure light, radiance, emptiness. Limitless capacity. Limitless radiance. Limitless beauty. Limitlessly emanating, radiating, pervading all it is. Not by doing, simply by being. We take a long, so deep breath, which is a relationship, which is a union, which is a tantra. Those words, two sets of words. Of course, right now I can't think of the first one, but the idea of ripen and mature, and that all of that is assured. And then the second set of words of relationship, union, tantra, they could be looked at as, if you will, a set of maturing. But they are also different ways to observe and look at and realize a moment, any given moment. Again, inside all inner processes, outside all perceptive, projection, assumption processes, what we think is real, the reality we give things, and so forth. And all of it is woven, all of it is a tantra, all of it is inseparable. Now, we must acknowledge it's very important that what we just did, every part of it, was all relationship, was all about union, was all about woven, including our last bit of meditation. In this very moment, right now, while you're listening and I'm talking, we are inseparably a relationship of pure radiant being, limitlessly right now emanating, limitlessly right now, pervasively involved with all of existence on every level and dimension. And we are sitting here in a dense form with clothes, listening to words. That relationship. Never goes away. That is the primary relationship that we want to come into recognition of. But we can't do that if we actually think if we are walking around clueless, we can't come into the sublime relationship. If we're actually clueless about all the different factors of relatedness and relationship that is going on with just one thought, with just sitting down, with getting a drink and thinking we're drinking and slaking the thirst. All the factors. How can we come to the sublime factors if we're oblivious of all the basic ones happening 100% of the day? So this is a value. This is a value of value. Start to notice even more of the usually not noticed. Love you all. Create you did it. And create it with and for the benefit of all beings.